Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It's, what is it, December 7th, fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon. My girlfriend's here.
Hi.
Sammy's here.
Sammy's here.
Yeah, so she's here, so fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna ruin it.
I'm recording this before I go on a run because today I stepped on a scale and it said 182. And I was like, okay, I'm 182 pounds. That's fucking a lot.
But you're very muscular.
I know, but I... I know, but...
I know, I have muscle and tone.
No, I mean... I don't... That's the thing, though. I don't.
Hey, you do.
There's not really, like, tone to me. No, it's just...
Yes, there is. You see
I feel
arms?
Like I'm like
you
a...
You see your arms in that shirt?
All right.
Tone.
Yeah, my arms, but the rest of my body...
Do you see your legs?
I haven't had a six-pack since I was 7 years old. Did you ever see old pictures? Obviously, you've seen it. Like,
seen
the old pictures of me where, like... Girls back, like, I never wore a shirt. Like, once it hit May, I was like, fuck it, no shirts, because I thought I was, like,
hottest.
I had a great body
you
or whatever.
You were so hot.
Right, and I was built like a fucking pencil, a mechanical pencil, and, like, I had... I had a fucking...
Why mechanical?
I don't know. I had abs by default, because when you're 1 pound, they just show... And girls like, oh my god, you have abs. That's so hot. It's so hot. And I was like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, work out.
And
I
then
do crunches.
I do crunches. And then now I'm 182. I don't think I look 182 though. I think I
no,
look.
No, you don't.
I don't think I look 182. But because you know what it is, I did gain weight because I was going to the gym a lot, and so I put on a lot of muscle poundage.
See, I said that.
Muscle poundage. That sounds like a porno title.
I was just about to say that.
Muscle poundage. That's like a brolic girl and guy just fucking...
Pounding it.
You ever see those girls?
No, I don't watch porn. You know
no,
that.
No, I'm not talking about porn.
Oh.
I'm talking about... You ever see those girls? No, I don't.
I don't.
Yeah, by the, yeah, she doesn't watch porn, which is... is that weird? I don't know. I think it is.
You think it's weird?
I don't know anyone who doesn't.
I don't watch it.
Why don't you watch it? You never had like a sleepover, you and your friends? You're like, let's watch porn.
There was only
porn.
One time and it was like on TV.
Oh, you saw a TV porn? That's probably why you don't like it.
It
because
was called
TV porn's
like,
the worst.
It was called like sex something.
Real sex?
Real sex. That's
yeah, real
the
sex.
One.
Real sex is horseshit because it's not
was,
real sex.
This one was weird though because they had like a, what is it called? What are those people who run around on football fields mascots? Yeah, it was a mascot of a penis and a mascot of a vagina, and like these big fake penises and vaginas were fucking.
How old were you?
I was in middle school.
Yeah, that's traumatizing. You see fucking giant dicks and giant vaginas.
Yeah, and then there were like orgies going around it.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's my porn story.
That's good, but you never had like a that's good.
No,
you never had like a sleepover where everyone's like, let's watch, like, let's look at a dick on the internet.
No. Weirdly, no.
I feel like everyone has those stories, like girls.
No, because
like,
at
let's
that,
Google dick.
At that
and
age
just
where
look.
That was like acceptable, I could say.
Is it accept? What was acceptable?
Like when it became like something we would do at an age of like 16, 17, like we
what,
weren't
touch
having
a dick?
Sleepovers.
Oh. I was having sleepovers at 16, I think.
I know, and you probably got dicks shoved up your butt multiple times.
The fuck is wrong with you? That never happened, you asshole.
You just woke up and like
what the hell's wrong with you? All right, so anyway,
yeah, we're going
are
on
you,
a run.
Are you running?
Yes.
Okay.
So
you're just going to jog the whole thing?
I'm going to jog.
You're probably going to put me to shame because you could run. That I was biking a lot and then you were running like months ago
in the
summer. But you would run like 5 miles or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's 0% chance in my entire life I'll ever run 5 miles straight.
Yeah, but I walk some of it.
It doesn't matter. And I can't start running and then, like, walk and then go again.
You just gotta be like, oh, if I do this, I can have a chocolate bar.
That's the worst mentality. If I work out, I could eat a chocolate bar. And
I
then you're right back to where you were.
I don't work out to lose weight.
Well, you don't have to lose weight. You're tiny.
I work out to be healthy, and then I eat the chocolate bar.
The logic there.
What? You can't not have chocolate, so you better just live your life so that the chocolate doesn't negatively affect you.
What if you were allergic to chocolate? You're so fucked.
Then I would have an EpiPen with me at all times.
I don't even know what that does.
EpiPen?
Is that the thing that, like, someone passes out and you fucking stab him in the chest?
In the, or the leg. Like, what? In Horrible Bosses.
Have
when
you ever oh, yeah, right. Have you ever stabbed someone?
No.
Not with an EpiPen, just a knife, anything.
An EpiPen?
What's it called?
An EpiPen?
EpiPen?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
EpiPen.
I thought it was EpiPen. I don't know.
EpiPen. The first day of sixth grade, my friend had an allergic reaction to a sesame seed bagel next to me, and she was, like, fully dying.
And the teacher pulled out a fucking pen and jabbed her?
And then they did the EpiPen thing.
What's in there?
Insulin?
Oh.
Is that's probably so wrong. That's probably so wrong.
Someone listening
just went... You don't have diabetes.
Someone listening just went, what a fucking idiot. This kid's dating a fucking idiot. And I'm over here agreeing with you. Yeah, absolutely. Insulin.
It's insulin.
We're both dumb. It's totally fine. That's why it works. We're both dumb.
Yeah. See, you always call me an idiot.
You thought it was insulin in the EpiPen.
EpiPen.
That's probably wrong, too.
It is EpiPen.
Whatever. So tomorrow, I don't know if that's true, but you said it. The Victoria's Secret fashion show is tomorrow?
At 10.
Tomorrow at 10?
And I'm going to eat cinnamon rolls.
See, there's two sides.
And chocolate chip cookies.
Twitter is split on the Victoria. Actually, it's a three-way split. It's a threesome on Twitter. And
oh. What about that tweet that you got? Whoever was that tweet said that we were going to have a threesome
the
and that you were
like,
going to do everything that I don't do? Well, I guess you're doing nothing.
Yeah, someone tweeted me and was like, hey, can we have a threesome, me and your girl, and I'll do whatever she doesn't do? And then you could do whatever you wanted. I was like, what? Very weird tweet.
Psych. Okay, yeah.
But the Victoria's Secret fashion show is tomorrow, so... The thing is split. It's people who
split.
Are...
Split.
Split. It's people who are fans of the show and are like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. I love her hair. And then there's people who are like, models are gross.
They're too skinny.
They're too skinny. And it's disgusting. And it's like, it's bad for society because now...
that is not society, what people look like.
People on the internet love the word society.
I know.
Society is going to think that this is the society that we need. And this is what society is supposed to look like.
Society.
I don't know why I say it with a lisp. I just imagine everyone who says that. Society is really going to look like this? Okay. It's not realistic.
Realistic? It's not realistic.
And then there's people.
It's not real dicks.
What? And then there's people who are like, I'm not fucking watching. Like, they boycott it.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
See, we just sit there and. When we watch it, we just say which one you can have sex with.
Which last year it was
Dowson.
Dowson. I was trying to think of her name. I knew it was a D. I was like Donald.
Yeah. Donald. My dad.
That's your dad's name. Not Donald, but.
And my brother.
So Dowson, she was the hottest one last year. But like, here's the thing. I'm not a huge model guy.
That's why he likes me.
Shut up. But there's not a. Like, I don't know. There was one year. I forgot which year it was. It wasn't last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Which
it might have been last year. I don't fucking
know.
I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter anyway. I don't even know. But I was like, I find like two of these girls attractive. And how many are there? Like 20 or some shit?
Well, now you're going to find so many more attractive because Kendall and Gigi are in it. And you're obsessed with Gigi.
I'm obsessed with her, but she's definitely good looking. And so is Kendall. And what's her name? Obviously, Adriana Lima's fire.
Yeah,
Candace,
but she didn't.
Swine
I saw
flu.
Pictures. I saw pictures of Adriana. She didn't look that good.
Well, she's getting up there in age, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. I think she's the prettiest out of all of them, but I think she needs to have a good spray tan to be pretty because sometimes with the lights there, she looks a little sick.
A little sick?
Yeah, like her skin tone looks sick.
Well, she's standing next to people who look like fucking trophies. They're all like bronzed.
Yeah, that's
like
what
those
that's
fucking,
what you need. When I was in that fashion show in high school, because I didn't get spray tans, like everyone looked so glowy and pretty and I looked like dull because of the lights that were.
Well, you're
shining.
Brown as hell anyway.
That's why I didn't get one. But I'm saying like the stage lights that they would definitely have
okay.
there. Like,
yeah. But she's still Adriana Lima. So yeah, who's man, I don't know any of their names. Candace Swine Flu.
There's
Swine Pole. What's her swine?
I think she's so ugly.
Okay. I'm gonna stomp you out.
No. I don't think she's so ugly, but I do not think that she's as pretty as people make her.
I think she's top three.
Really?
In the Victoria's Secret fashion show, absolutely. She's top
three. I think she has an amazing body.
The hottest one is Miranda Kerr to me.
Yeah, I think she's really pretty.
She's.
But they have a lot of pretty new ones. There's a girl like the one that we were talking about who was on the commercial.
She's gold.
She's really pretty.
She's gold.
And then this
if she
girl,
comes
Sarah,
up to me and she goes, hey, she grabs my wiener and she goes, hey, what happens?
She grabbed your wiener. I don't know what
no, but
mean?
She goes, she
what happened?
No, she goes, hey, me, you, a bottle of scotch.
No, you just have doubts in.
Wait, it doesn't change year to year?
We haven't watched the show yet, so you still have doubts in.
Oh, I'm saying like after the show.
Well,
like, look, I get one a year, right? Last year was Doubtson. If it doesn't happen within that year, then it expires and I get a new one.
Sure.
All right. What's her name? Sarah?
No, Sarah's the other one.
She watch YouTube?
I disconnected her internet lines.
Disconnected her internet lines.
Yeah.
All right.
She can't see you.
So who do you think is hot? Oh, you know who's hot too? Chanel, the black girl.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's good. I always imagine these girls to have voices like the society people. Because I'm a model and like I wear the wings.
I wear the wings. I wear the wings.
I wear the wings. But they all like just sound like Shakira or some shit.
No.
Shakira sounds weird. They all have weird accents though.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you know.
You think they would have an American accent because they look so American. But they're not.
I don't know.
I'm really trying to find this, and I don't know.
Well, the good news is it's December 7th, so it's basically Christmas.
I'm so excited.
And I'm going to spend a good 4 days
out of
this whole month.
It's her.
What?
This is the girl.
Which one?
Her.
The one I'm getting the pass for?
No, this is Sarah. I think she's pretty.
This is a video.
I know. You'll see her in it. I can't find her Instagram.
Oh, yeah, she's gold. But it's Christmas season. I'm going to spend about 5 days this fucking summer. Here we go. I'm going to spend 5 days this
winter.
Month. This month.
This month.
Right.
Oh, watching ABC Freeform.
Yeah. ABC Family's changing their channel name to Freeform.
It's terrible.
Which is the fucking worst name ever. So I'm going to spend about 5 days this month just binge watching Christmas movies.
That's what I did for 2 days. It's great.
Which movies did you watch?
I watched the cartoon Jack Frost. I didn't.
Trash.
I didn't watch the human one.
The human Jack Frost.
I
want to
watch that one with you.
That one's fire and it makes you cry because they play Landslide and they have like a sad montage because it's like dude's dad dies and it's like landslide. And then you just start fucking crying every time. Every time.
Okay, so I'm going to watch that with you. I watched the Santa Claus twice.
Wait, the second one or the first one?
No, the first one.
First one's fire.
The first one.
The first one. We talked about
it. With the hot chocolate and the elf. And
if you haven't seen Santa Claus 1, you're a fucking piece of shit. 2, watch it.
And they have the cookie in the sleigh.
Exactly. They get in the sleigh. They get in Santa's sleigh.
And they have silk pajamas.
They have buttons. The guy presses the button and it makes you a hot chocolate in front of your fucking face.
And he goes, Santa Claus. Popo shisho.
Yeah. And then there's another button that cooks a big ass cookie for you.
And it pops out.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
Now you know what you'll get from me for Christmas.
Dude, I believed in Santa Claus till I was like 11. All right, I don't know what the fuck we were talking about, but...
I know what we were talking about.
It doesn't matter, because what happened was the thing that I record on was like falling off of my bed, and she grabbed it, turned all the dials, everything got fucked up, and I lost my train of thought.
I'm a bad person.
One of the worst. You're up there with...
Do not say.
Who's bad people? I don't know.
Do not say.
The Joker.
I thought you were going to say something else.
What, Hitler? Oh, yeah, he's a bad guy. I think everyone said that in their head, like, bad guy, Hitler, right away.
Yeah.
Hitler's one of the worst. What were we talking about? Oh, Christmas movies.
Yeah.
All right.
We were talking about when I didn't believe in Santa.
Oh, right. Do you know I wrote a paper? Listen to this, okay? Well, first of all, when I was in fifth grade, I won an essay writing contest, right?
Cause did you? Well, you are a good
boy
writer.
Can write. Your boy can write. So I won an essay contest for whatever reason in fifth grade. Yes, I'm doing a lot of hand motions right now. But and then when I was in high school, I wrote a paper on why Santa Claus is real.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I wrote this whole elaborate paper. I forgot how many pages it was. But it was like Santa is in all of us and we are giving to each other.
Oh. And,
you know what I mean?
You're such a mush.
I am. And I wrote this whole paper, and there was, like, bars in it. Like, there was, like, lines where you're like, oh, profound shit. Right. I got, like, 1,000 on it. It was great.
I want to read
the,
it.
That was the best thing I ever did in high school, and then everything else.
That was in high school? That was in, like, fifth grade.
No. In fifth grade, I won the essay contest, and this was in high school when I wrote this paper.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a very, very interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. I always think of him as a fat, white-haired,
right,
jolly guy.
And I still kind of believe that. Not what you're saying. I'm saying, like, that the idea of Santa Claus
isn't all of us.
Exactly. It's like, a fat guy. I'm a fat guy. 182. No. We gotta get at the fuck out of here so I can go run.
I know.
Run in intervals. Sprint in the straightaways.
I'll make you run more than a mile. Jog in the edges.
No, this is what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do when I'm running is I'm going to sprint the straightaways and jog the turns. And once I get, I'm going to go around once, right, doing that. Then you do 20 push-ups.
Okay.
And you do it again, another 20 push-ups, and you do 4.
Which is, right, a mile.
Actually, I'll do 5. So I'll get 100 push-ups in, and then I'll do a mile and a fourth. Well, oh, I'm not...
I'll get you to go more than that.
I'm not gonna.
Yes, you will.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not.
Okay, if I jogged more than that and we weren't leaving, you would just sit there?
Absolutely. I'll be dead.
You won't be dead.
I'm gonna throw up.
You would not throw up.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to throw up.
You just have to, I feel like...
Throw up. I just gotta throw up, that's it.
Well, that's happened to me.
I've thrown up. There was one time actually...
Like,
listen.
I've thrown up.
I ate mini wheats.
No.
Before I went running one time, and I ran from my house to the water, and when I got to the water, there's like this little,
like,
hill
down
there.
The block?
The water. So there's like a hill there, and then, like, there's this couple, like, sitting on a blanket, like a picnic or whatever, and I was like, shit. And I just, like, held onto a pole and was just yakking.
Right next to them?
Not next to them, but, like, in the street. Like, within...
Like, within, they could, like, see you.
They were 30 yards away. Yeah, they saw me.
Oh my God, so, like, I would have so much anxiety about that.
So they're
that.
Sitting there like, oh, babe, I love you. And they turn around, they see me thrown up into the fucking street.
Yeah.
And then I texted my mom and my sister. I was like, I might need someone to come pick me up. I was only like a mile away.
Right.
I was like, I might need someone to come pick me up. And then I started jogging, and then, well, I was like, forget about it. I'll
yeah, that's why back. That's why when I run, I always run somewhat close to my house because I'm scared I'm going to faint or throw up. I wouldn't be able to go back to my house.
No, yeah.
So I stay, like, a mile away
I felt fine. I feel like I'm going to throw up every time after the gym. Because I go to the gym, I work out, and then afterwards I either get on the treadmill or the Stairmaster. Both want to make me... I run on both until they make me feel like I'm going to throw up. Or take a shit. Stairmaster doesn't make me shit, but...
I've never done the Stairmaster.
It sucks.
But I have run stairs before.
Yeah, stairs is awful. In high school, my football coach made us run stairs for 15 minutes straight. I don't even know how the fuck I did that.
Oh, I would do it home.
Yeah, no. You would do it in your house?
Yeah.
And your whole family probably hated you for that.
No.
They just hear,
this
like...
This is when I was just living with my mom. This is when I was just living with my mom.
I would have shot you with a blow dart.
Oh, yeah? Like, you're going to shoot my dad?
Yeah, I told her dad...
My dad's like a macho guy who thinks that he's like God.
He's like a Marine... And
yeah,
he
he's
does,
a Tai Chi master.
Yeah, he does all this martial arts. So I, like, told him that I could fight
him.
Yeah, I told him I could beat him up, which was one of the worst ideas I've ever had. It's up there. It's top three. And he's like, no, you wouldn't be able to. And I was like, what if I shoot a blow dart at you?
With
and he goes,
pufferfish venom.
No, that's what he said. He goes, what kind of blow dart? And I'm like, it has the poison of a pufferfish, so it will paralyze you. And he's like, well, I'm going to say that takes about 2 minutes to get into my system. So what are you going to do for those 2 minutes? And I was like, I'm going to run. And he's like, you won't be able to get away.
Yeah. What did he say?
He was like, you'd have to be 30 feet away. I was like, what about 29? He's like, it would not work.
He's such an ass.
Yeah. But one day, if I get my hands on a blow dart, your dad's going down. I'm telling you right now.
You should really give that to him for Christmas.
I should get him
one like,
for Christmas.
Be like, this is a...
Can you go on Amazon and get a blow dart?
I don't know.
That would be sick.
I have no idea.
It's just bamboo, isn't it? Hollowed out bamboo? I've watched too many movies.
I guess you can make a blow dart.
Out of what?
Out of love.
Oh, No, the worst at getting.
But that would
gifts.
Be so funny. And you could say truce. Like, I'm not going to shoot you with this.
You can have my blow dart.
You can have the blow dart that I was going
to. I should do that.
Paralyze you with.
Right. I should. I'm the worst at giving gifts, though. I have no idea what I'm getting you.
I have no idea what I'm getting you either.
I don't want to.
After our anniversary, I have no idea.
I'm just going to, like, make you something.
You're going to make me something?
Yeah. And it's going to, like a cookie. A tray of cookies. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm awful.
No, you're not.
I really have never bought a good gift in my whole life.
Yes, you have.
What?
My bracelet.
All right. I got you a bracelet. Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, no, but it was never, like, all right. I'm not counting, like, jewelry and shit, because,
why?
Like,
jewelry
can it's be not bracelets. That hard to buy jewelry.
You
it's
say
like,
it's super stressful.
It is, because I bought you two things already.
Yeah, but I
so
think...
So it's like, now, oh, great, fucking now what? An ankle bracelet? A fucking...
A ring.
What are those things called? The body shit? It's like, it goes around your neck, and then your nipples, and then,
oh,
like,
no
into
idea.
Underwear.
I don't like that.
And it's, like, mad Egyptian.
You could get me, like, you remember we were talking at dinner? On our anniversary, and you were like, I'm taking notes. I was like, you get me a mid-ring. Mid-ring?
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, right. Thank you for bringing it back up. I'll get you a mid-ring.
No, don't
How
get
much are those?
Don't get. They're like $4.
$4? What if they have like a diamond in it? Then it's got to be at least like 100.
Yeah, but you don't want a mid-ring with a diamond on it. It could fall off easily. They go right here.
You want a $4 mid-ring for Christmas?
No.
See, this is what I'm saying. This shit is hard.
I'm going to go to Forever 21 and just buy mid-rings.
No, you're not.
And they don't turn.
I'm going to get you a bunch of rings.
You're going to get me a bunch of rings?
No. I don't know what the fuck I'm getting, man. I suck.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to get you. You buy whatever you want whenever you want. You're sitting in traffic. You're like, oh, I want sneakers. And then you order sneakers off your phone.
Yeah.
So then you
They were on sale.
I'm a lot easier to buy for than you are. Because I can't buy you a watch. You're not a watch guy. I can't buy you a necklace because I already bought you one and you don't wear it. Boom.
What necklace?
I bought you your necklace that broke.
I bought that necklace, and then you re-bought it because you broke it.
I didn't break it. Espo broke it.
Espo broke it.
Damn Espo.
God damn Espo. Ripped it off my neck.
Yeah, where is it? You have no idea.
I have no idea. I honestly think it's at your place.
It's not at my place.
It is.
No, it's not.
I took it off.
When?
It's there.
Babe, I just did a full...
So we're going to argue? Is that what we're going to do?
We never
argue. Am I going to have to fight you in the background of this thing? Imagine we got into a brawl and I just beat you with the mic stand.
Then you know what?
I'd go to jail very quickly.
Yeah, and I'd leave. Never see me again.
You wouldn't be able to leave because I would break both your knees. Both of them, so you wouldn't be able to walk. You know what I would do? You ever see the movie Hostel? Hostage? Hostage?
So sad.
Hostel? What's it called? Hostel. Hostel. Where they cut the guy's...
Achilles
heel? You saw it?
No.
And then he goes to... He's like, you're free to go. And he goes to walk away and he fucking just collapses. That's fucking crazy.
Don't do that.
Feel your Achilles heel.
I don't want to.
If you could feel the tendon.
I'm cringing.
Imagine cutting that.
I don't want to.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
That's fucking scary. Hostel. That movie was fucked up.
Is that when they're in the hotel?
Yeah.
The motel?
And like overseas. I just talked to Dylan recently. One of my friends, Dylan. And he was like, yo, I can't think of another place that we should vacation to. In the United States, let's go to like Amsterdam or some shit. And I'm thinking of the shit that me and my friends have done on vacation. I'm like, if we did this in another country, and like they already everywhere hates America, right? Mm-hmm. For the most part, everywhere hates America, except Canada, for so because they're nice guys, you know. But everywhere hates America, so it's like people see Americans, and if we did anything out of the ordinary, they'd be like, all right, you know what? Fuck you. Either I'm gonna beat you with a club. Or I'm going to, like, rape you, or I'm going to throw you in jail.
Yeah, you should stay in America.
I don't know. I want to go somewhere. I don't want to go to Amsterdam because I don't, like, do drugs.
I want to go to Bora Bora.
Yeah, you want to go to Bora Bora.
You want to go to Bora Bora.
I do want to go to Bora Bora.
We got to go to Bahama.
The Bahamas. I want to do that, too, because I want to swim fucking 40 yards away from a shark.
I don't.
I do.
I will tickle a fish.
Tickle a fish?
Yeah, like
you're such a liar. You're terrified of fish.
I know.
You wouldn't even go in the water.
I would go in the water. If we were in the Bahamas, it's so much different than going in the water in Florida.
Why?
Because it's the Bahamas.
What the hell does that mean? Exactly. There's wildlife in there.
I told you I was regretting not going into the caves when we were gonna go for Florida.
Yeah, but it's different of you saying it when there's not the shit in front of you But when you're on the boat and you can see that there's shit in the water, you're going to jump in there?
Yeah.
Psych?
I am.
No, you're not.
I'll do it for you.
I'm petting a stingray and I'm going to look at a shark.
I want to swim with a dolphin. I'll do that.
I don't think you could do that anymore.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yes.
I thought that documentary came out with the fucking whales were killing the trainers.
No,
and
they
then
do that.
Yeah?
That's a dolphin and a whale.
I'll swim with dolphins.
I've seen people post pictures of swimming with some dolphins.
Then we got to go back to Florida. Here we go.
We do have to go back to Florida.
Dolphins. That's the only place they are in the world. They're in Florida and that's it.
No, they're not.
Yep.
They're in the Bahamas.
Oh, well, they're there too.
Oh, I do want to go back to Florida. That was such a fun vacation.
Where the fuck? Let's stop talking about vacations because we were talking about Christmas gifts and let's not get your hopes up, all right? We're not swimming with dolphins for Christmas.
No.
I do want to go on a ski trip, though.
I do. I do, too.
And I want to fucking go flying into the woods and hit a tree and be concussed on the first day we're there.
That would be amazing.
Thanks a lot.
No, I'm thinking about it for myself so that I didn't have to work party hard.
What, if you got concussed?
Yeah, I could have like a break.
You've had 4 concussions. You're fucking Wayne Corbett. You don't even know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
He's a football player who has like 40 concussions, and now every time he talks, he like shakes or some shit. Concussions fuck you up. You want another one?
No.
You actually probably should not go skiing or snowboarding.
I want to go snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
I do. I got a snowboard.
Have you ever done that?
I've never gone down a mountain, no. But I have gone down a hill in my backyard with my snowboard.
How big was this hill? Fucking a foot off the ground?
No, it was actually my brother connected it. Like he made a hill connecting to the top of our garage. And then we climbed up the garage from the fence and we'd slide down it.
Interesting. I've been skiing once and it was fun as hell. Fucking Keith, he's a psycho.
You ski?
I went skiing. I don't ski. Like
no,
I'm, like,
no, no. Like, do you ski or do you snowboard?
I went skiing. I didn't snowboard.
Okay.
I fucking said that.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes people say, like, we're going skiing, but, like, snowboarding's included.
Oh, no. I skied.
Cool.
Sked. I sked.
I skidded.
But Keith has, like, you know, you're supposed to go, like, side to side and so do the, like, the instructors tell us, make a pizza. Like, you got to make your feet into a triangle so you can slow down.
Uh-huh.
Keith kept his feet straight and went straight down the fucking mountain the entire time. And to stop, he just would turn over and fall down. His fucking skis would go flying and they'd go down the mountain.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Jeez.
I was over there going side to side, going 3 miles an hour.
Like
trying
a
not
professional.
To kill myself. No, I was trying not to kill myself.
I feel like I'd flip out on a snowboard.
I'm not about speed, man. I'm really not. Like, I don't fuck with motorcycles.
Good.
I don't fuck with like tubing that much.
I love tubing. Sorry, I just yawned. I love tubing.
No, I don't like that shit. I definitely don't like if I was going like really fast on a snowboard or skis, I'd just fall down on purpose so I wouldn't be going that fast. I don't fuck with that shit at all.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would freak me out is if we went on a high mountain and like it was really steep. But can we go on, like, the bunny hill or something?
I'm not going on bunny hill. I'm not that big of a bitch.
You're going on Black Diamond?
I'm not going on Black Diamond either.
So you're
I'm
in
not
the
an
middle.
Asshole. Yeah, what's the middle? Like,
What is
the middle? I don't know.
Like, gray stone. I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All I know of is Black Diamond and Bunny Hill. Because people either brag that they're so good or say that they're terrible. They never say, yeah, I'm, like, mediocre. They never say that.
I don't even know. I'm terrified. I don't think any of my friends can ski or snowboard either.
That's good.
Because, like, almost half of them can't even, like, rollerblade or some shit. When we go to ice skate, why do we have to go fucking ice skating?
We have to go ice skating.
When we go ice skating, like, in Central Park, there's tons of people around, and we just look awful as a unit. Because, like, there's, like, 4 of us that could ice skate really well.
Who?
And Espo plays hockey, so
oh,
he could fucking
course.
Skate, like, whatever. And then there's, like, Frankie.
And then there's
who can't ice skate. There's Nick, who was just a disaster. Who else can't? Dominic, God bless that kid. He's
Ferg
not fucking
can.
Doing it.
So it's Ferg, like Ferg,
yeah, Ferg played ice
hockey.
Yeah, Ferg played ice hockey.
Ice
Ralph can't ice hockey. Ice hockey. Cocky.
cocky.
I don't know.
I remember when I convinced you that I was a professional ice skater when we started dating.
Yeah, it was like the.
And I was like, I have my bodysuits and my skates in my closet.
I was like, yo, that's fucking crazy.
That's awesome. Go get them. And yeah. I'm like, they're just like deep in there from the move.
And then like, I was like, no, you're fucking lying.
No.
I believe
you. I told you like 2 days later that I was lying.
I was like, we should go ice skating. I was like, can you ice skate? She's like, yeah, I used to ice skate all the time. I have the outfits in the fucking closet. I'm like, wow. In my head, I'm going like, this chick in like triple. You're like one of those little, like when I went last time, there's like this little Asian chick.
In the orange cones.
Yeah, she's in the middle fucking backflipping. I'm over here helping
trying
Nick
to
up.
Stand.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That was so funny.
That's what I thought you were. You'd be in the middle like spinning really fucking fast.
Nope. I try to stand. I'm not good.
Throwing up. I don't know how those people don't throw up when they spin that much.
It's spotting. Like when people spin that much, they look at an object and they only are really looking at that object.
How the fuck can you look at anything when you're spinning?
Because you move your head. Like you look at, let's say I'm looking at the corner of the laptop.
And when you spin, you look back at the laptop?
You spin, but you look back at it. Like you move your head.
Oh.
So you're rarely not looking at it.
I would just throw up all over the
ice.
I'm
not good at spotting.
One time I went ice skating and there was a guy there who was like obviously on a date and he fell and ate shit and his nose broke and he was bleeding a lot and he got up like nothing happened.
I don't know what I would do.
He's like, yeah, of course, it's fine. And his fucking blood just gushing.
Ugh.
Imagine you went on a date with a guy and his fucking nose breaks. What do you do?
I would freak out. I think I'd pass out.
I would laugh mad hard.
I would. I would pass out.
I don't know what I would do. Like if we had just met and I was like, oh, let's go ice skating. Date.
I feel like you wouldn't continue to date me.
And then you broke your nose on the ice? Oh, my God.
Because I'd look bad.
Thanks. That means a lot. That you think I'm a shallow piece of shit. And you know what? You're goddamn right.
No, in the beginning of a relationship, like, we were going to go ice skating, like, the second week.
No, honestly, that wouldn't be, like, a deal breaker if you broke your nose on the ice. It would actually be the opposite because I'd be like, I'm so glad that this happened because now I have this story forever and I get to tell people all the time.
So then you're welcome.
You didn't break your nose.
Next time we go ice skating, watch what happens.
You're just gonna nosedive.
I'm just gonna jump right down, right into the floor.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe, look at this.
Fucking nosedive.
I fell. Fuck. Help.
All right. Oh my God, it's close to 4. We got to go running.
Oh, wow.
I got to run.
I'm so prepared for this.
I'm honestly going to get there and just cry. And then
do I have
home.
To bike too?
Bike? No, I'm driving there.
I thought we were biking there.
No, we're driving to the track and then running.
Yeah, because I didn't want to go on the bike that has the metal coming out of the seat.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible. I had like metal spikes like going into my butt and it hurt. And every time we'd like stop at a red light, it'd be like, crap, this sucks. And we biked so far. Didn't we bike like 8 miles that time?
11.
11, Jesus.
Yeah. It was a good time.
How many times did you just fart?
About 4.
That's so romantic.
You like that?
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's all for this shit. That's all for this shit. Yeah, if you guys want to harass my girlfriend and just, you know, whatever. Her Instagram and Twitter. Oh, no. Your Twitter and Instagram are different, right?
I don't know.
You know.
I don't.
Her Instagram is Sammy Ricky.
Oh, and my Twitter is Sam _Ricky.
Oh, I had no idea. I don't know. I don't even. What is social? That's you. That's what you said. That's you.
That's you.
Anyway.
No, I forgot.
I know.
Because my Tumblr is also Sammy.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go throw up. It's going to be sick.
Woo!
Thank you for listening, you motherfuckers.